Thank you for calling customer service, Bernie Jet speaking. How may I help you?
Hi. I paid shipping for a set of earbuds, and I'm looking for a tracking number.
Okay, what's your zip code, sir?
06516.
One moment. What's your name, sir?
Harold, HARold, and the last name is Phelan, P as in Peter, HELAN.
Okay, let's see here. I'll see here where you entered into the contest entry.
I paid shipping, so I have to get them. Otherwise, I want a refund.
Okay, you paid shipping to receive it.
I'm not paying shipping for nothing.
Okay, what I see here, sir, is let's see what we got going on here.
Yeah, if I paid shipping, then there's got to be an item, right? It's got to be,
Not,
it's, I should have.
well, no, well, no,
It said I
I.
won. The thing said I won, so I won.
You want an entry to enter into a sweepstakes, sir.
So why did I pay shipping? What am I,
Because
wrong? Come on.
no, it's a contest entry. No
It
shipping.
didn't
That's
say that. I want my money back. So I didn't, so I'm not getting it. So you just stole my money.
no, sir, I didn't steal your money. What let me see what
Okay,
I
well then, give me a, I need a what do you call it? I need the number to tr I need a tracking number.
Okay, there is no tracking number because we do not send the ear
You didn't
pods.
ship it.
I'm sorry?
So you didn't ship it yet? I won it the other day. It should be shipped by now. I bought the thing and paid for it. I should get
Sir, I'm at a call center
it.
that handles the transactions after they've been placed.
Right.
We do not
But
ship it.
if people are being ripped off, I mean, this is problem. I want to. I'm gonna. Let me. Can I speak to your manager?
Sir, I'm more than capable of handling this particular situation. So what I see here,
I paid and I'm not getting anything. It said I won. I won. I won. And I pay. I'm not paying shipping for not getting something shipped.
okay, sir, what you paid for was an entry for a sweepstakes.
It didn't say that. It said I won. It said pick between whichever you want, and you have shipping, and they were going to charge me an extra $9 if I wanted to get the case for these earbuds.
No, sir, that's not how in the terms and conditions when before you put your account number in, it tells you before you put your account number in, we accept any payment, it tells you in the terms and conditions what you have going on. When they're read, it tells you, first of all, it's going to enroll you into a meal plan as well. But what you were enrolled into, but that payment was declined for the $59.89. So that was declined anyway.
Thank
So,
God.
excuse me?
Thank God.
Okay, so going forward, what I need to
I
do
didn't
at
want to
this.
spend any money, and it says I won something. If I wasn't short of money, I wouldn't be playing these little games.
No, sir. The numerous of customers we have, it's understood that it's a contest entry to a sweepstake for a chance to win the iPad or the iPhone or the Dyson vacuum
Pretty
cleaner.
expensive ticket. How many people? Yeah, you probably pay for your iPhones 100 times over.
Sir, I'm the call center here. What I can do for
That's what
you.
I said. I want to speak to somebody higher up.
there right now, I would have to handle this protocol. What do you need done?
Somebody here, if you're just answering the phone, I'm sure I'm not the first one to call with these questions.
No, sir, it's understood in the terms and conditions when they're read that
it's
a contest. I'm sorry?
It's a print. It's a scam is what it is. It's a scam.
No, sir, it's not a scam. As well as it's not a small print. It's the same font that the name, the address, and everything that you have to verify. It's the same size font of all of that.
So
it does say
money, you collect, and another one was a telescope, but I paid shipping for that. Well,
correct.
Not a telescope either, huh?
I don't see the telescope, but typically the telescope is part of the Gadget Club, and the Gadget Club
I
states.
I want my money back. $16.
Let's see here, sir.
The
you only
got
thing.
My Visa card.
No, I don't have your Visa card, sir. The only thing I see here is decline. So first of all, I can't give anything back that's not been charged. Secondly,
I did pay the shipping. Thank God it was declined for something more that I didn't want. I thought it was. I'm not. I wouldn't be playing with the thing if I thought it was. I had to buy this stuff.
Well, it does state to you, particularly if it's the telescope, it tells you that you pay shipping and handling to receive the free welcoming gift. You have 48 hours to call and cancel if you do not want to become a member of the Gadget Club. That's one type of promotion that a company product that they have.
I'm not going to a club to buy something?
Sir, in the terms
I'm
and conditions.
To take a survey. The idea is I'm supposed to take a survey, and then you get paid for taking the survey. And then
no.
If I win, I win. It said, why did the letters win when it crossed my screen?
You won a contest entry for a chance to win
so
the iPad.
Shipping.
It's no right here. It's showing me no shipping needed. It's no shipping necessary, sir.
Good. Paid for it. Send it back.
No, you pay for a chance to win an iPad.
It's a ticket.
It's a sweepstakes.
I bought a sweepstakes ticket.
Correct. For a chance to win.
I'm a moron because I didn't read every little fine print on your scam.
It's not a scam, sir. We have hundreds of customers and hundreds of products. It is stated in the terms and conditions before you put your account number in.
Yeah. That's how you make your money, by ripping people off.
No, I don't think that's necessary, sir. What I can do for you right now is...
Yeah, send me my earbuds. Where's my earbuds?
I don't have the earbuds here, sir. I don't send out gifts from here. All the thing I'm seeing on this screen is declined, so I can't refund anything. So going forward, let's do this. I'm just going to cancel this out for you. You won't receive any further charges. Hold on. I'm going to give you. Well, let me give you a confirmation.
How the heck would that happen?
Because of the terms and conditions, sir, it does state that for the contest entry, it's going to enter you into a meal plan. And the meal plan, what that is, if you hold on, I'll tell you. The meal plan is that was the $59, and you that was declined, so I can't give you that back.
Yeah, thank God. I don't need a meal plan. I thought earbuds might be cool if they're for free. If I could pay, I don't even use earbuds. But if they cost $7.95 for shipping on their $100 earbuds, I'll take it.
Otherwise,
no, I don't care. This is a scam.
No, sir. It's not a scam, and that's not what it. If you read the terms and conditions, it clearly states that you had an entry for a sweepstakes. So what happens is you fill out an entry. So a lot of times, what happens? Customers receive an email with a link for a survey. In exchange for completing the survey, they are offered a chance to purchase an entry ticket for a sweepstake that offers various prizes like an iPhone, a Dyson. You won an entry, sir. You won an entry to the, for a chance to win the iPad.
It's obviously misleading. Now what are you going to do, charge me $60 a month membership fee in your club?
Yeah, a lot of people are members of that club. It's a meal plan, and what it does for you, sir, on the meal plan, if you allow me to explain, the meal plan is an app that you receive to hold on, let me see where I am right here. So
obviously Walmart wouldn't do this. This is fraud. You don't work for Walmart.
No, sir, I do not.
So why does the email say Walmart on it?
Because that's where the survey was offered, through there. It could be Walmart, it could be Costco, it could be Home Depot. But the type of app that you get, sir, this app focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy, cut sugar and carb cravings.
I didn't check that box.
Your cart would not have taken, sir, if you did not accept the terms and conditions.
Yeah, I just punched the button, and somewhere in the fine print it said that I bought a meal plan with it. All I wanted to do was...
Correct.
I wanted a $100 item for $7 because it said I won.
Yes, sir.
Now,
but
I know I'm not the only person this happened to.
Well, you had the option...
What's your name?
My name is Bernadette, sir.
Bernadette?
Yes, that's correct. You had the option at the time that you entered your account number to accept...
B-E-R-N-A-D-E. E.
T-T-E.
T-T-E. And what's your last name?
I'm not allowed to give that out, sir.
Oh, okay. And where are you located?
I'm in California.
What's the address?
There's no address here for me. What I need to do for you, sir, I'm in a call center. We service hundreds of different companies.
Who's in charge?
Sir, hold on a minute. Let me do this. I'm more than capable of handling this call. You're going to have to listen to me to allow me to fix your situation.
Well,
now, what you would like to do is you don't want any further charges going forward. I can take care of that. Now, I cannot do any refunds based on the fact it has been declined. So there's no monies involved as far as giving you anything back. What I can do for you,
I was already on the phone with my bank.
Excuse me, sir. What I can do for you is make sure that there's no further charges or they go back and attempt to get that $49 or that $59 that was declined. Now, if your bank calls here, I hate to say that you will lose the dispute based on it is valid charges, based on the fact that you signed it, you agreed to the terms and conditions. So when the bank calls us, those are valid charges. However, what I can do for you is to prevent any further charges coming in through your bank if you don't want to no longer be part of this membership. So what I'll do right now, you got to allow me to finish. What I'll do right now is if you got something to write with, sir, I have a cancellation number for you. You will not receive any further charges. The cancellation number is...
I have to do it.
The cancellation number is... C as in cancel, 920-468... C as in...
920-468...
468-044.
044. Now, what do I do with this thing?
That is your confirmation number stating that anything that you signed up for right now for that contest entry has been canceled, sir.
Okay, so you're not going to steal any more money from me.
It was declined at any point at this point anyway, so we haven't gotten any money from you, sir.
Good. Yeah, you got my shipping charges because I went through my entire bank statement with the bank the other day.
Uh-huh.
And
I see here.
I didn't buy anything for $50, but I let
it's 59. It's 59. It's 59.89, sir. And let me notate your account so this can be properly canceled. Please hold. If you want to stay with the program, I can offer you a discount, sir, if that was an option for you.
I just bought $300 worth of groceries.
Okay. And that app does allows, you know, it just helps you on your meal plans and meal preparations and those sorts of things too. It's a really cool digital app on your phone that can
But I didn't want it.
Okay.
That's the big thing. I didn't want it. And it was misleading.
Okay, sir, I have canceled your account. You have the confirmation number. You declined any discount.
I'm not buying anything, so I don't want a discount.
Okay, and that's understood, sir. So what I have done here, I have notated your account. You have the cancellation number. You won't receive any charges going forward. Any charges that I did see was declined, so I can't give you any monies back because it was declined. I don't
right.
see a charge
that
was. Excuse me?
I can have the shipping charges contested.
That's valid, but I don't even see the shipping charges. I can only speak on what I see here. And I don't see the shipping charges here to refund anything. The only thing I received there was declined payment of $59. Now the $7.95 or $6.95, whatever amount you paid, I don't see that. I don't mind. I have the authorization
I just went online again, and it said I want a Dyson vacuum cleaner that costs $250, and nowhere near it said how much it cost. It said just pay shipping and handling.
Sir,
and
you're
it,
not.
And it didn't say how much the shipping and handling was.
Sir, you're
so
not.
I called to find out how much the shipping and handling was.
Yes, sir. I understand your frustration, sir, and I apologize for any lack of communication. But
wasting my time with this stuff if I didn't need money.
I understand, sir. So the thing about it is, when in your terms and conditions, it does state before they accept your credit card, they cannot charge you. As a matter of fact, the account will not go through if you do not accept the terms and conditions. That's with anything. They ask you to accept the terms and conditions.
I couldn't even read it.
It's in the same font that it asks for in your credit card number, as well as explaining anything else, sir. It's all in the same font. However, if the terms and conditions were read, it states to you that the protocol, what happens with the account, with the entry, and again, I will say to you, I'm in a call center. I don't have any gifts to send out here. However, it does state in the terms and conditions that it's a contest entry to a sweepstake that you receive from a survey. And as I was mentioning to you earlier, customers receive an email with a link for a survey. In exchange for completing that survey, they are offered a chance to purchase. You want a chance to purchase an entry ticket for a sweepstake that offers various surprises. Let me finish. Various surprises like an iPhone, Dyson vacuum cleaner, iPad, and et cetera. The customer could be, and I don't see yours, the customers could be charged anywhere from $2 to $6.95 to enter the sweepstakes. In the terms and conditions for the sweepstake, it also tells you that you will be enrolled into a monthly subscription meal plan. Okay?
Yeah, I'm writing a letter to Walmart.
And once you sign up for the meal plan, you receive an email with a link for the app. Okay?
Yeah, your company should be out of business.
Now, sir, let's do this. I've canceled your you do not have any more charges. I've given you a confirmation number. I'm going to release the call at this point because we're going round and around. I apologize for the lack of understanding about the terms and conditions. I cannot refund any monies back because there's a decline on the account, so there's no monies to refund. I have given you a cancellation for the number for the cancellation of the meal plan. So anything else I can do for you, sir?
No.
Okay, thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful night.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks. Bye.